Is a military solution in West Africa the only way out? Armed groups there continue to wage war despite years of French military operations. Has their mission failed? And how can stability be achieved? This is Inside Story. Welcome to the programme. I'm Hala Mahiuddin. There's anger against France in West Africa at what protesters say is the flawed relationship between French armed forces and their African allies. Two people were killed and others injured in Niger last month when protesters tried to block a military supply convoy of more than 100 vehicles on its way to Mali. French and Nigerian forces used force to break free from the hundreds of protesters. Protest organisers complain that local troops are under-equipped and are suffering disproportionate losses compared to their French allies in frequent attacks by armed groups. Protesters say those groups are often linked to ISIL and Al-Qaeda, who continue to operate despite years of French military operations.
C'est le troisième barrage que l'on franchit.
This is the third roadblock we've crossed. The students look angry despite repeated requests to calm down and disperse.
We wanted to leave the base in the morning, but we were held up by demonstrators who were waiting for us on the road. We managed to push them back at first with the hope of maintaining order using grenades, defensive grenades, smoke and tear gas, and we managed to advance little by little.
And before leaving for Niger, similar scenes in Burkina Faso, where hundreds of protesters trying to block the same convoy were met with tear gas and force. Since then, protesters, angered by the worsening violence by armed groups, have demanded the resignation of President Roch Kabore. He has promised to end what he calls dysfunction within the military. Three soldiers were killed in the latest attack in Burkina Faso late last month. We'll begin our discussion in just a moment, but first, let's see where things are happening. Dozens of armed groups operate mostly in the border regions of the Sahel. That's between Mali in the west, Niger in the east, and Burkina Faso to the south. Hundreds of civilians have been killed there during the past year alone. In 2014, France reinforced its military presence in the region by launching Operation Barkhane. Thousands of French troops were sent and army camps were set up around the Sahel to combat armed groups linked to ISIL and Al-Qaeda. They often attack French convoys carrying out reconnaissance missions and supply runs, as well as the local African forces, which support France's campaign. The local forces have suffered most of their losses in those attacks. Well, let's bring in our guests. Jacques Rolland is a senior research fellow at the Global Policy Institute, and he joins us from Saint-Malo in France. And from Casablanca in Morocco is Adama Gueye. He's a political commentator specialising in the Sahel and West Africa. First, though, let's talk to Assar Tiam-Touré. He's a member of the Coalition of the African Patriots of Burkina Faso. And he joins us now on the line from Ouagadougou. It's good to have you with us, Assar Tiam-Touré. I understand that you're protesting the French presence in the Sahel region. Just explain to us why. Why are you protesting against France's military presence in Burkina Faso?
Before talking about the protest, let me come back on the attack, particularly in Burkina Faso and broadly in the Sahel. The first attack was perpetrated in Burkina Faso just the president, the president Kabore, Roch Christian Kabore, take the power. There is many person who killing, and since this, the attack still gaining around our country. Many depleted person without food, no home, and their life in the stress every day.
And do you think, I'm sorry to jump in, you talk about how life is hard, there is no food, and there is a threat of violence. Do you think the French military is helping at all?
The young people of Burkina Faso are decided to protest it like French military army here, because we know many during the maritime, the army are not do the good thing in our country and let the people kill, let the Burkina Faso soldiers killing in our land. And here, the French army, the French military army are there to protect the interest, the French interest. Like this, the young people are said is not good, is not able for them to do it. If you are here to protect the population, we can protect the population. If we decide to protect the French interest in Burkina Faso, we are not agree with that. That's why we are decide to protect you with the army company who come from the Côte d'Ivoire trying to join the Sahel, namely Mali and Gao.
Okay, Asser TM Tori, thank you so much for joining us on the programme. And it's good to hear from you in the region why this is such a tense issue. Let me bring in our guests in the studio. We've heard from that protester, Jacques Roland, that they have a hard life in Burkina Faso and they don't feel that the soldiers are protecting the people who are struggling without food, who are struggling with violence every day. Instead, the French soldiers are protecting their own interests. How do you respond to that?
Yeah, we know it's a feeling that's been simmering for quite a while, even in Mali, which where France was first seen as a liberator and savior, and now is seen as an invader, because the local population realizes that in spite of the strong military presence of France with 5,000 soldiers and actions against jihadist group in the region, it hasn't stopped terrorist attacks. And we saw even in Burkina Faso, 57 people were killed, just a couple of 53 of them gendarmes, just a couple of days before the French troops were going through the country on their way to Niger. So, which motivated, in a way, the demonstration and the decision to stop the convoy. And it's true that France is has been fighting this endless war without any apparent results. And we know that on the military level, they've obtained some results, but not enough, because attacks have increased in the last few years. The war on terrorism has not succeeded. But we know also that in this part of the world, the solution to the problems will not be military. It will be political and social. And we know that in the Sahel, there are loads of problems for the population, problem of hunger, displacement, attacks, disease. So France trying to help is seen in spite of that ex-colonizers.
Well, who is France trying to help is my point, because you've said it yourself. The France is there, you know these things don't work, and yet they've been there for eight years. Who's trying, France trying to help here?
At first, the idea was to come to the rescue, and they were asked for by the Malian government of the time, Ibrahim IBK. Keita, and it was the France intervened as a result of Malian demand, because they thought that the jihadist group which had taken control of the north were moving towards Bamako. Then the argument for continued French presence and an increase in the French presence in the area was the fear that there would be some kind of Sahelistan in the region, like Afghanistan, with all these terrorist groups in the countries of Sahel, which would in turn be dangerous for France, as we've seen when the Islamic State took over in Iraq and Syria. It led to terrorist attacks in France, the Bataclan, Charlie Hebdo, commandeered from there. So there was this fear. But up to now, we haven't seen any attempts on European or French soil emanating from groups present in Africa. So why is France there? Well, France got caught in this quagmire, now trying to find a solution by collaborating with the five countries of the Sahel. We know the Mauritania, Mali, Niger, Burkina Faso, and Chad, kind of G5. But the local armies are not equipped well enough. And there are problems, like in Mali, for example.
Okay. Let me just jump in here. It's a very troubled campaign, and it's a very long campaign. Adama Gay, you have been watching this region for a very long time. We've had 8 years of a French military presence. In your opinion, has Operation Serval, Operation Barkhane, soon to be Operation something else, this has been a failure, yes?
Of course, it's a failure. It has failed. And it's not surprising. If you look at France's military experience, not just in Africa, but even in Europe or in Asia, and also in Africa, France has failed. France failed in Vietnam in 1954. It was defeated at Dembenfort. It was defeated in Algeria in 1962 by the Front de Libération Nationale. It lost the two world wars, first one and second one, 1939-45.
Well, let's focus on Africa. Let's focus on Africa rather than...
Of course, yes.
Let's focus on this particular conflict, because...
But we need you need to bring the context that France is trying to pretend as being able to help African countries when, in truth, it has always failed. And its intervention, even in African countries, you take Rwanda, in 1994, with Turquoise, in Libya, 2011, in Cote d'Ivoire, that same period, has been famous. And now France is trying to use a problem that is real with the presence of the terrorists in the Sahel region and the failure of leadership, political leadership, in order to stamp its presence as a neo-colonial power. It's the only power that is in an African country at this type of level. Even the Russians they are talking about are private forces. So the French have not been able to fix the problem. Rather, they've been seen as defending their interests. People suspect them to be conniving with the terrorists, giving them arms. Also, they are trying to control the Azawad region, the northern part of Mali, that is seen as a region that is rich with natural resources, still to be discovered, and also France has not been able to address the political, democratic leadership challenges and the other challenges like the monetary issues. So indeed, there is a lot of anger from the ordinary people in the street and in the leadership of Africa who believe that France is there just in order to transform some areas that has fallen to the poor leadership under its control. That's the problem. I think people are angry, and they are not angry against France, but only also angry against their leaders, and they want change to happen in a fake way from the French approach.
Okay, Jacques Rolland, I saw you shaking your head through much of Adama Gay's analysis there.
Yeah.
Where do you think is the problem? Because we hear the point of view, this is France is there to reinforce its old imperial reach or whatever. But is the problem, I put it to you, Jacques Rolland, that the mission hasn't been clearly defined, and France's mission in the Sahel region has been one of simply containing a problem where it is rather than trying to fix it?
Yeah, we know it's an insoluble solution. We don't want to go back to the failures of the French army over the centuries. But
has this been a failure? Has this been a failure?
It has been a failure, like all wars on terrorism, like in Afghanistan, like in Syria. And all. We know it's a failure. We know it doesn't work. So what can be done? France is now accused of being a neo back the ex-colonial power, is accused of being the Trojan horse of the Western interest for the mineral resources in that region. Maybe there is the case, but there's not just the West was in interest in that region. It was interesting that when he talked about Mali, that now the problem in Mali is that the war on terrorism there hasn't improved a lot of the population, especially in the northern parts of that region. And that is that a failure of the French army? Maybe in part, but it could be put down also to the failure of the government to produce public services in that part of the world. And many in the north of Chad feel that they are more protected by jihadist group or nationalist Tuareg groups which operate in the region. So, and at the same time, in the new power which has taken over after a coup, Assimi Goïla, the president, and Chegel Mega, the prime minister, have been making an attempt. I heard it in the discourse of our previous speaker, saying that maybe Russia would be better to help to fight. But at the same time, maybe that's a bit of a mistake, because the Wagner group that Mali is talking with has not been very successful in the region. I realize that France is at the root of the problem. Also, it's France's invasion, attack on Gaddafi in Libya, which opened all kind of worms in the region. That is a fact. That's France's responsibility. But that was Sarkozy's responsibility. It was not Hollande who decided to intervene. It was not Macron who kept on the intervention. Now, France has decided to downgrade its operation in the region, bringing down from 5,000 to 2,500, has left Mali. Mali is now considering talking to Russians. Good luck to them and to the the Malian population for the backing of the Russian. But at the same time, France is working with four other countries, which in the region think that the help of France is needed. I don't think France is on a neo-colonialist project there. France is caught in a trap, doesn't know how to get out of the situation without the... And we know that this region is a powder keg, and it's the influence of Islamist groups, jihadist terrorist groups, is destabilizing all the countries in the region. Okay. And France is not a complice of this jihadist, as many people say on social network, and as the previous talker even implied.
Okay, Adam Agee, how would you respond to that? Because the Wagner group and Russia, do you have they have been active in other countries in Africa, and that's something which has arguably caused problems in some places. I'm thinking specifically of Libya. Do you think that that would be a helpful intervention in the Sahel region, to invite in another foreign army or foreign mercenaries from other countries? Or is it simply time for the foreign countries to get out of Africa and for these nations to fix their problems themselves?
That is the real issue. Actually, if you look at the history of foreign interventions, they have not been always successful. The case in point could be Afghanistan, where the Soviet Union, the UK, and recently the US collapsed despite a lot of means they used there. In the case of Africa today, we know that France is failing in the Sahel region, and it is going to be in a quagmire if it continues to be trying to using military might, even though it has to rely on logistical support from the US government and military forces from other nations under the Takuba framework. The reality is this: African problems will have to be fixed by Africa itself, under the African Union, under the regional organizations, such as the Economic Community of West African States. There are military framework for peace and security to be handled. They need to put the forces in order to address the problems at home. On the other hand, as long as the political and developmental challenges from within these countries are not addressed, you will still continue to have people trying to revolt against those who are in place, who are benefiting from the riches of the countries within African countries. In the case of France, I do believe that France is taking too much it can carry, trying to control African nations at this time when it doesn't have even the capability to address its budgetary challenges is a tall order for it. I do believe we need to have a conversation with France to tell her to sit on the back seat, to allow African countries to try to fix their problems. If that is not done, it will continue on and on and on, like in Afghanistan and other foreign crises. And down the line, France will have to withdraw, and it will be too long. We need to create the forces from our region. We have the capacity. We have the means. If we put the financial means that we have in Africa to address the security challenges, climate issues, epidemic issues, the transnational challenges, discuss with the rest of the world that is trying to come and talk to Africa at this time, when Africa is lured and being an interested place to be, I think we'll be able to address the problem.
Yes, but just if I could,
Adamu, is there for his interest.
If I could, yeah. Just very quickly, you said these problems need an African solution, but some of these institutions within the populations in the countries, I'm thinking of ECOWAS, they're regarded with suspicion by populations in the countries because they're seen as old president's clubs that are too slow to act and too slow to criticise leaders. So where does the solution come from?
You are totally right. I am a former director of communication of ECOWAS myself. I know that these organizations, they have not always delivered the goods. And this is the real problem. There is a problem of legitimacy.
Okay.
If they don't produce results, nobody will follow them. And the same thing applies also at the national level.
But okay.
Realizing that today that we have to fix the problem is the time to bring back all the stakeholders to sit and say, let's make sure that the populations that are against us realize that we are willing now to address the problem. And that's what is happening in Burkina Faso when you see the people in the street challenging Mr. Roch-Marc Kabore, who has not been able to deliver. And they are yearning for the leadership of Blaise Compaoré, who was toppled in 2014.
Okay.
They are regretting his departure because he was able at least to stabilize the country.
Okay, we are almost out of time. A final question to you, Jacques Roland, before we wrap up this discussion, and in 1 minute, if you can. Is it time for France to get out of Africa?
I think that the countries where France is present, as I said, the G5 and now the G4, want France to stay. They need the French help. They need the funding. They need the army in order to fight the jihadist group. France cannot just get out just like that. If they could, they would, I suppose, because this intervention brings more problems than solutions and satisfactions. And we know that the situation relies that France would like African countries to be able to govern their country democratically, with legitimacy. But when you see Mali has had two coups in the last 2 years, in August 2020, 2021, will there be democratic elections in February next year, as they've promised? We don't know. The political and economic environment is so unstable that there's nothing to gain in the short term.
Okay.
There, and the solutions will have to come, as we all agree, from African population and their governments providing for all components of their population.
If I could, because we're in the final 10 seconds, a one-word answer from you, Adama Gay. Is it time for France to leave Africa?
France must leave. And this discourse I heard from the gentleman who just spoke is just paternalistic. France has failed always everywhere in military battles. It needs to understand that African problems will not be fixed by France. It's time to stop this kind of discourse.
And now we are absolutely out of time. Gentlemen, thank you so much for this lively discussion. I do appreciate it. Thank you to Jacques Roland, and Adama Gay. And thank you too for watching. Remember, you can see the programme again anytime by visiting our website at aljazeera.com. And for further discussion, just head to our Facebook page. That's facebook.com/AJ Inside Story. And you can join the conversation on Twitter. Our handle is at AJ Inside Story. And I'm at Hala Mohideen. So from me and the whole team here in Doha, it's bye for now.